الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: من أخلص لله 40 صباحا جرت ينابيع الحكمة من قلبه على لسانه. صلوات. Before the month of Ramadan, we were talking about the practical 25 practical tips that Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai Bahrul Ulum Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned. And our discussion was almost at the 15th point, or close to that, which is about تَرْكُ مَا لَا يَعْنِي. That means Sayyid is mentioning one of the practical tips to achieve and maintain the taharat and cleanliness of the soul is to avoid anything that does not concern you. مَا لَا يَعْنِي. Things which are irrelevant for you. Do not engage yourself and your energies and your time in anything which is not concerned to you. And in the hadith we have from Amir al-Mu'min alayhi salam in Nahj al-Balagha, where he has said, مَنْ طَلَبَ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ فَاتَهُ مَا يَعْنِيهِ. Whoever seeks anything that is irrelevant for him is none of his business. He is going to lose what is relevant to him. So basically that's the way it goes, because we have a limited time and resources. In 24 hours of day we have to sleep for several hours, depends from person to person. Then we have some time for our personal matters of life, we have some time for our ibadat, we have certain time for our earning money from halal, we have certain time for our family, our friends, our other services that we provide to the community. The time is limited. In this limited period of time, where every step of our way is supposed to be taking us closer towards Allah, taqarrub, and closeness towards Allah, the taqarrub can only happen when this time is managed with hikmat and wisdom, that we engage in things which are concerned to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned even the names of His holiest of the personalities, like the prophets of God and the imams. So except 26, there are only 26 names of the prophets mentioned in the Holy Quran. You cannot find a 27th name. We have 124,000 prophets of God. It's an unnecessary information. It's not necessary for my sa'adat and spiritual success on the Day of Judgment that I memorize the names of all the prophets of God. No, it's not needed. Whatever is not needed for my hidayat and guidance and sa'adat and spiritual success, I don't need to know it. Let's know something else which is more important than just memorizing the names of the prophets. Allah Himself didn't tell. Isn't that right? It's just one of the examples. There's so many people who come up and ask questions, generally speaking, from different scholars, which are basically, they need to think about that before asking whether this information which they are asking is relevant, it's something concerned to them, or it's irrelevant. Mujalasatul Battaleen has to be avoided. Sitting around with those people who engage you in unnecessary, unconcerned things and stuff, talking about things which is irrelevant to you. Those people who are wasting your times, we need to avoid even hanging around with them. And because that type of companionship leads towards ghaflat and tadhi'ul awqat, wastage of time, ignoring our responsibility towards Allah, and qaswatul qulub, getting our souls and hearts becoming stone-hearted, sangdili. Sayyid ibn Taus, in his book Kashf al-Mahajjah, the tarjuma of Kashf al-Mahajjah, in the tarjuma and translation of Kashf al-Mahajjah, it is narrated that he did his wasiyyah to his son. Sayyid ibn Taus is a very great scholar, you know. Some of our urafa have mentioned that maybe he is the one who has met with Imam Mahdi alayhi salam most of the times, more than anybody else in the time of Ghaybat. So Sayyid ibn Taus is not an ordinary person. Sayyid ibn Taus has mentioned in his wasiyyat towards his son, let me tell you what he has mentioned. He says, let me first mention it in Farsi. As jumle giriftari hai man در مخالطه با مردم این بود که پادشاهان مرا شناختند. One of the problems that I encountered in my interactions with the people is that the kings get to know me. They started to know me and recognize me. و به من مهر ورزیدند. And they started to be loving towards me. He is a very great scholar. He is the top level scholar. He is not an ordinary person. When he is known to the community, of course people will come to him. They will express their love and respect towards him. Chandan ke nazdik bud saadat in jahan wa an jahan wa an jahani wa an jahani man barbad ravad. So much the king started to show their respect, love towards me so much that I started to fear that the sa'adat of this world and the next world both is going to go away from my hands. So this is a very important statement from a great personality. I mean, we are not as great. I'm talking about myself. We are not as great. We are nothing in front of the greatness of these great scholars. When these great scholar, a scholar like him is talking in that way, so it is very important to realize the point which Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi is mentioning, and also to avoid sitting around, hanging around with people unnecessarily and wasting our times which has no spiritual benefit. Okay. Let's move to the next point among the 25, the 16th point which Ayatullah al-Uzma Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned. Point number 16, the practical tip. Qillatul aql, qillatul nawm, qillatul kalam. That means if we are serious towards our spiritual perfection and taharat, We need to focus on these three points. These are action points. Qillatul akal, eating less. Ke mu'assir da tanweer qalbast. Ke this is influential in getting your soul illuminous with the noor of Allah. Munawwar with the noor of Allah. Like my teacher Ayatollah Jawadi Hafizahullah had mentioned in his lesson that shakam insan waqti purshud baabe ma'naviyat, when the stomach of a person gets full, the door of ma'naviyat, the metaphysical teachings of Islam, gets shut on the soul of that person. Any soul which sleeps with its stomach full has no access to the ma'naviyat any longer. These are very important things. Why do we find in the history of the Holy Prophet and Ahlul Bayt that they never ate in their whole life full? Never. Not even once. Prophet never used to eat full. There is a reason behind that. And we find that once there somebody burped, you know, burped in front of the Holy Prophet. Prophet said to him that, أكثر من جشائك فإن أطول الناس جوعاً يوم القيامة أكثرهم شبعاً في الدنيا. Which we learn in the light of this hadith that eat less, because the person who is going to stand for the longest duration on the day of judgment is the one who used to eat most in the life of dunya. The person who used to eat most is going to stand for the longest duration. So, and I already told you, I think in the previous lesson before the month of Ramadan, that story with Sayyid Qazi, Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sayyid Qazi Tabatabai, Rahmatullahi alayh, had mentioned about the three people who came to a strange town, and all of those three were hungry. They dispersed. One went somewhere, the other one went somewhere else to find some food to stay at somebody's place. The third one had no other place. And the third one chose to go to a masjid. Let me ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to provide something for me. He was hungry. He spent his whole night hungry in the masjid with no food. And Sayyid Qazi Tabatabai Rahmatullah Alayh has mentioned in the Risala of Lubbul Lubab. This Risala is a very good book about Ilm al-Irfan. In this Risala, it is mentioned, the Sayyid Qazi Rahmatullah Alayh has said that Allah sent his wahi to one of the prophets of that time, to a prophet of that time, that we accepted to host that person as our guest, the person who went into the masjid. And we became the host of that person, in other words, and started to arrange for the best of the foods. But in the treasure of ghaib, I searched and I could not find anything in my treasure. I could not find anything better than hunger in my treasure. So I kept him hungry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his wahi to the Prophet, I could not find in my treasure of ghaib anything better than hunger. Remember what Imam Ali alayhi salam has said in his hadith, that al-ilmu fil ju', knowledge is in hunger. لا يدرك العلم براحة الجسم, which is another hadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ilm cannot be achieved with the comfort of the body. So it's not without a reason that all the great personalities who are our top of the list scholars were Da'im al-Sawm. All of them. All of our great scholars were Da'im al-Sawm. They used to fast throughout the year. So this nur of ilm doesn't come in the soul and doesn't stay in the soul that easy. We have to go through certain things. So qillatul aql. This is one thing. Of course, when we one of the problems when we eat more is that we tend to sleep, and we no longer tend to perform as many activities as we would if we were not full. The second thing is qillatun naum. That means sleeping less, which is another very great attribute. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us with these attributes. These things require a lot of spiritual exercise, I would say. It's not easy in the beginning times for a person to start sleeping less. But gradually these things need to be, can be improved. I have studied about the life history of Imam Khomeini radhiyallahu anhu, that he used to sleep for 2.5 hours only. 2.5 hours. So like 2 a.m. he used to sleep approximately, and 4:30 he was awake. 2.5 hours was his sleep per day. So this is almost the same for all the big Urafa, have very less sleep. And we have this hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, narrated by Sheikh Saduq in Kitab al-Khisal, volume 1, أول ما عصي الله تبارك وتعالى بست خصال. The first time Allah was sinned was through 6 attributes: حب الدنيا, love of the world; حب الرئاسة, love of positions; حب الطعام, love of food; حب النساء, love of women; وحب النوم, love of sleep; وحب الراحة, love of comfort. So these are the 6 loves how through which people sin and commit ma'siyat towards Allah. So one of those 6 mentioned by the Holy Prophet is hubbun naum, the love of sleep. If you think that you are unable to wake up for Fajr prayers as a minimum, as a minimum, we are supposed to do all the wajibs at least, and all abstain from all the harams. So if we want to wake up for the Fajr prayers, and we know that we need like 6 hours of sleep as a minimum, as our routine, and if the Fajr time is 5 a.m., let's suppose, then you must be sleeping by 11. Because you know, you need 6 hours of sleep. You need to manage your life hours. If you don't manage and you intentionally are awake till late hours in the night, and because of you being awake you miss your Fajr prayers, then the time you were awake you were doing sin. This is a bigger sin. Any kind of thing which causes you to lose your prayers is a bigger sin. So this Imam Sadiq alayhi salam used to sleep in the Awwal Shab, in the start of the night, and he was awake at the time of Sahar. So we need to be particular about these things. Qillatul Naum. And the third thing is Qillatul Kalam. That means talking less. I have talked a lot about the Qillatul Kalam thing. We discussed the sins of the tongue for about 1.5 years a while ago. The subject of the Thursday night speeches was that. So a lot has already been discussed by me about that, on that subject. But very Shortly, I will mention just a few important points, because it's always good for my own self at the first stage to remind our own selves about these things, because Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam has said that al-kalamu fi wasaqika ma lam tatakallam. The kalam, your statement, is in your control as long as you didn't speak. فَإِذَا تَكَلَّمْتَ بِهِ صِرْتَ فِي وَسَاقِهِ. If you speak, now you are under the control of your kalam. After you speak, the words have been said. Now your sentence is gone. Basically, you are under the control and at the mercy of what you said. You are under control of what you said, in other words. فَخْزَنْ لِسَانَكَ. So he said, so treasure your tongue. He's using the word treasure. فَخْزَنْ لِسَانَكَ كَمَا تَخْزُنُ ذَهَبَكَ وَوَرَقَكَ. Just like you treasure your gold and your money. How do we treasure our gold? If somebody has a gold, how does he keep the gold safe and protected? Imam Ali is using the word, treasure your tongue. That means we need to protect it. The way we protect our gold and money. فَرُبَّ كَلِمَةٍ. So many of the words, سَلَبَتْ نِعْمَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember, He never takes away any ni'mat unless we become mustahak and deserving that the ni'mat should be taken away from me. Because I did something. Whether I realize or I don't, that's irrelevant. So, sometimes I say a word, and because of one word of mine, a ni'mat is taken away by Allah. Imam Ali says, فَرُبَّ كَلِمَةٍ. There are so many of the words, so many of the words which salabat ni'matan, which snatches away the ni'mat. وَجَلَبَتْ ni'matan, and it brings the wrath of Allah, brings down punishment. So it's always wise to think before we speak. لِسَانُ الْعَقِلْ وَرَاءَ قَلْبِهِ. An aqil person's lisan is hidden behind his soul. And وَقَلْبُ الْأَحْمَقْ وَرَاءَ لِسَانِهِ. Whereas the qalb of an ahmak and silly person is behind his tongue. An ahmak person is the one who can just start speaking and says what he wants to say. You know, Imam Ali has said in his nasihat that لا تحدث بما لا تعلم. Don't speak about what you don't know. And then he said بل لا تحدث بكل ما تعلم. But don't even speak about all what you know. All what you know is also not supposed to be said. So we need to say things what need to be said, to whom it need to be said. Not everything can be said to everybody at all times. And of course, speaking in a soft way is recommended. Look at what Allah has said to Hazrat Musa and Hazrat Harun alayhim as-salam. اذهبا إلى فرعون. Surah Taha, verse 44-45. اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى. You too go to Fir'aun. إنه طغى. Fir'aun is did the طغيان. He's طاغي. In other words, فقولا له قولا لينا لعله يتذكر أو يخشى. And say to him a soft statement. In other words, maybe he gets the advice and he fears. So even Allah is commanding Prophet Musa and Prophet Harun to go and talk softly to Fir'aun. When we talk softly with somebody, we become mahbub. مَنْ لَانَتْ كَلِمَتُهُ وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتُهُ. And if we don't talk softly, we talk harshly. We need to remember this statement, which of course I am doing this nasihat to my own self. What the Prophet has said about Prophet said to the mother of Sa'ad ibn Ma'az. Sa'd ibn Mu'az was one of the ashab of Rasulullah. He passed away. Prophet was participating in his tashyi' al-janazah, in his tashyi', and was there till his burial. Until when he was buried, the grave was shut. His mom sat down next to the grave and addressed his son that may the Jannat be, is your place, in other words. That means you are in the paradise, in other words. Prophet said to her, in other words, don't interfere in the decision of Allah, or in the matter, in the affairs of Allah, in other words. I'm not telling the exact words, I'm paraphrasing in my own words. And she was shocked, what do you mean, don't interfere in the affairs of Allah? Is he not in the paradise? Prophet said that inna sa'dan kana fi lisanihi ghilzun ala ahlihi. Sa'd was harsh in his tongue towards his family. So what we mean, because of this harshness of talk, right now Sa'd was punished. When Sa'd was punished according to the qada and qadr of Allah, his mother doesn't have the right to say that you may this paradise be Mubarak for you. You don't even know what is going on in the grave. How can you judge that he is, just because the Prophet is participating in the janazah? Not at all. Even if the Holy Prophet participates in the janazah of a person, it's not a guarantee that a person is forgiven. Because hukukun nas are not forgiven. Inna sa'dan kana fi lisanihi ghilzun ala ahlihi. Also, it has been mentioned in the hadith of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, Iyaka wa fuzul al-kalam, keep away from unnecessary talk. فَإِنَّهُ يُظْهِرُ مِنْ عُيُوبِكَ مَا بَطَنَا, because it is going to expose your faults, your hidden faults. If you engage in unnecessary talk, your hidden faults will then be exposed. وَيُحَرِّكُ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَعْدَائِكَ مَا سَكَنَا, and it will mobilize those of your enemies who were silent. When you engage in unnecessary talk, your silent enemies will now be mobilized against you. So these are words of wisdom that we all need to remember in our lives, so that we avoid unnecessary talk. Man kathara kalamuhu kathara khata'uhu, whosoever talks a lot makes a lot of mistakes, Imam Ali said. Man kathara kalamuhu kathara khata'uhu, whosoever talks a lot makes a lot of mistakes. That's the way it is. Anybody who talks a lot, Imam Ali said, is going to make a lot of mistakes. Man kathara kalamuhu kathara khata'uhu, waman kathara khata'uhu, and whoever makes a lot of mistakes, qalla haya'uhu. So we are talking about haya and sharam. We constantly talk about, when we discuss the matter of hijab in the fiqh classes for the brothers and the sisters, we discuss the matter of hijab, and those of you who were present, I said that we need to cultivate haya in our daughters and sharm. Why a woman doesn't do hijab? Because she doesn't have the batin of hijab, is haya. The haya is missing. If the haya was there, she would anytime end up doing the hijab, because the batin is there. The root of the hijab is haya. So we find what makes the haya to be lost. Haya is lost because of a lot of sins. Why? What makes a lot of sins to happen? Because of a lot of talk. So that's the sequence of the chain. One depends on the other. A depends on B, and that B depends on C. Why the haya is less in some people? Because they have made a lot of sins. Why they have made a lot of sins? Because they have a lot of talk. Okay, what happens when when the haya is missing, is less? وَمَنْ قَلَّ حَيَاءُهُ وَنْ كَسَرَ خَطَأُهُ, whoever has a lot of faults or sins or faults, he has less haya. And when somebody has less haya, قَلَّ وَرَاءُهُ, He will, when he somebody, when I lack haya, I will less abstain from the harams and from the attachments of this dunya. I will abstain less. In other words, وَمَنْ قَلَّ وَرَأَهُ, and whosoever abstains from the harams and from the attachments of this dunya, ahtamal, and whosoever abstains less, he has less wara. What happens if our wara is decreased? That means ijtinab from the harams and ijtinab from the attachment of dunya. Abstinence from the harams and abstinence from the attachment of dunya is decreased. What happens? Mata kalbuhu, the soul dies, the spirituality dies. What happens when the spirituality dies? One maman mata kalbuhu, dakhala an-nar, the guy enters the fire. So look at this chain and the sequence. So lots of people become, you know, living beds. The souls are dead. How the souls become dead? Let's remember this chain. So the soul becomes dead because of the wara. Abstinence from the haram was lost. The guy, there is no immunity from harams is not found. He is not staying away from the harams any longer. He is not staying away from getting attached from this temporary world any longer. So when this wara quality is gone, what happens? The wara is gone because of the lack of haya. And haya became less because of a lot of sins, and a lot of sins are there because of a lot of talk. So it all starts with the tongue. So now we realize the importance of what Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sayyid Mahdi Tabatabai rahmatullah alayh, has said, that qillatul akl and qillatul nawm and qillatul kalam. Insha'Allah, we will discuss the next point, which is the tilawat of Quran and what our urafa and scholars have mentioned about its importance and what type of tilawat is required and what type of tilawat is useless in Islam. No matter what, how much you do, it's not going to bear any fruit whatsoever. It has been told. So we will learn about, the do's and do nots of the tilawat of Quran, insha'Allah, which is the point number 17. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.